Five, four, three, two, one,
sink. Sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 218 of the Mardi Gras TV podcast.
Mardi Gras.
Why the triple Mardi Gras? That's a new one.
Grotty Mar.
Grotty Mar.
Oh my god.
Grotty Mar.
Let's keep repeating it again and again. I think it's funnier every time.
Grotty Mar.
Grotty Mar.
Grotty Mar.
Wow, that was great. Hilarious.
Good job. Hanging him on.
Grotty Mar.
Thank you, Echo John.
Grotty Mar.
It's like a metal band or something.
I don't want it. We always make fun of the repeating it makes it funnier thing, but like it actually works. It always makes it funnier.
Yeah. Let's make it funnier.
Well, how's it going this week? Oh, wait, no, sorry, I forgot our new thing.
Okay, I was going to say, are we not doing that? Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Messina.
I'm Bartoran.
I'm LJ.
I'm John.
I'm Ben.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
I'm Purple.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
And I'm Red.
And I have a question.
Yeah, answer.
Which Why episode is it?
No, no. No, it's not the end yet. We don't ask that yet. Why did Envy get dropped to the bottom of the name order?
That's what I was thinking.
Because he's a failure.
Because I've been gone.
It's because that's what we always do.
You've been gone.
Whenever people leave for long periods of time, it just resets.
Grotty Mar.
Like, for instance, if Keeney came back today, he was like the first person in this group, current group besides Var, but he wouldn't be at the top of the name order.
Yeah, you know? See, this is what I was saying. That's Keeney, though. We like Envy.
Wow.
I
wow.
Like
wow.
Keeney's I mean, okay, just
this.
Not around.
Think about this. Ven's been with you guys. Like, he started the BZPC server, but I'm in front of him because I was on the podcast first, and he wasn't on it for a while, and
true.
He came back. That's why I'm in front of him.
I'd love for Ven to be before you.
Well, too bad, so sad.
You're off.
Grotty Mar.
Grotty Mar.
Grotty Mar.
It's all right. Save the best for last.
Again, why did we put you at the bottom of the name order?
Grotty Mar sounds like a Jack and Daxter character.
I want to go to the end now.
All right, well, how's the weather?
Grotty Mar.
The weather is fine.
The weather?
The weather? Really?
We're jumping to the weather already?
The weather.
I feel like that's a very amateur question
today.
To ask.
I
now,
say
so.
The weather
okay,
is
so, like,
started. It's finally turning fall / like. Winter cold.
Oh, dude, I know.
Not
it's getting
here.
Cold,
it's
and
like
I love it.
A year ago for me, we were having...
It's taken it a while, but I didn't realize how sick I was of heat and humidity until I went outside last night, and it was, like, kind of chilly. I was like, oh, yeah, this is my time of year.
Guys, let's play a game. Whenever Purple tries to say something, talk over her. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
I like that idea.
No, please.
Okay, yeah, so anyway, yeah, all right.
Fluffy hasn't been on for a while, so...
All right, well, before we get into that whole thing, we should maybe talk about this episode is brought to us by our sponsors at vessel.com/TTV channel and the TTV message boards at board.TTVchannel.com. They're fantastic people. And
why are the message boards a sponsor, and when did this start?
I don't know, dude.
It's a joke for a few weeks because we
got to
promote our amazing... friends over at the TV message board.
If you want to promote the boards, but they don't sponsor us.
They do sponsor us, though.
We can't sponsor ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like saying...
No. I mean, like, we've been working...
great sponsors
it's
brought
a joke,
to you by
guys.
Our hands.
But the joke
I
is
mean,
dumb.
I mean, technically.
The commercial is brought to you by Burger King.
All right, I don't think a joke being dumb has stopped us from using it before.
But this one is particularly dumb.
Mardi Gras.
We use you Mardi every day. Mar.
Oh,
okay. That doesn't only prove his point, though.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So anyway, as I was saying before, a year
talking.
No, shut up, please. A year ago.
A year ago.
Okay, stop this. Stop this.
Bye.
Enough.
Anyway, a year ago, it was like we were having literal blizzards. Then that's so ironic coming from you, by the way. Anyway, what? A year ago we were having literal blizzards, and now it's been like 80 degrees for like 2 weeks.
Sucks.
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it
okay.
Sounds so nice.
Nah,
she finally got
I
to
like...
say what she wanted to say.
Honestly,
say what you need to say.
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 Anyone who's coming into this episode wanting to hear some actual discussion about
this. Stop.
Because they probably
just
know
stop.
The news we have.
Kai, you say this like every episode, like, oh, what if this is someone's first episode? Well, like,
because it, okay.
This week we do.
I've been here for like 2 years, man.
To be fair, every episode is somebody's first episode.
Yeah.
Somebody. Yeah.
What a great episode.
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh my goodness.
This week we do actually happen to have a lot Roddy of important Moore. Stuff. So rather than try to awkwardly segue so we don't waste time, I'm gonna cut to the chase. Before
that's awkwardly segue.
Are we sponsored by Chase?
No. So do we wanna talk about what happened yesterday at all?
Or do let's we go, move? Let's
no,
go.
Please,
no,
please,
we should.
Wait, no.
We should.
Yes, no.
Yesterday, I slept in until like 5 o'clock.
I've had a bad enough day yesterday.
Just because it sucks today. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be addressed.
Like, right.
Yeah,
let's
I agree.
Just not... No, you do.
All right.
We have to.
This isn't on the news docket. We don't have to do this.
Just briefly.
So yesterday, we like, you know, all of heck keeled over.
It was TLDL. LR, yes. I don't know if you'd read or listen to this. We hosted the first.
I guarantee you they don't read this.
Yeah.
That's not what's happening right
we
now.
We hosted, well, we attempted to host the first BioCraft game night on the island of Vanuatu. And due to.
Keyword of attempted.
Yeah. Due to a bunch of stuff, incompetent server providers, not actually putting up servers. Vin's comp almost exploded because he tried to help us when the server hosting site dropped the ball. It was kind of a laggy mess. So
yeah, it was really unplayable. Yeah. Like the thing to really take away from here is that like we were trying to get a dedicated server set up for the game night. Obviously, that didn't work out, unfortunately. So we resorted to a backup server, which obviously wasn't able to handle the strain of like 70 plus people on at once.
By the way, great turnout. Thanks.
Yeah. Great turnout. Yeah, thanks guys for showing
the
up. You guys are awesome.
The takeaway from this is that you fans are awesome, and a bunch of you came out, like a huge amount that we were not expecting.
Way more than we thought.
Way
so
more than
we
thought.
Were not prepared for that, and fortunately, because we didn't have our dedicated server up, and because Vin's computer is just his computer, it was completely annihilated by the mass of people trying to log in at once.
To be fair, too, it's not like, I mean, Ven's computer is a really great, well-functioning
computer. For editing.
Yeah, like, we
it's
use it for
good,
editing.
But it's not good for, like, hosting 70 people.
Yeah, it's not a server.
Right, so, yeah, it's not like we just chose a random person, like, hey, Ven, you have internet, right? You can host a, you can host your own server. Yeah. Now,
and
we
it's not,
try
it's
to get
not
the
like
best
we thought
guys,
that we could just do this without any preparation at all and just like
right.
pulled up a random computer and was like, let's host the server. We
awesome.
Did try to get a dedicated server.
It just
didn't being much better.
Yeah, it just didn't work
but,
out. So as soon as we get a dedicated server that actually will respond to us in a timely manner and actually put up the server.
24-hour
like
customer
to,
service, am I right?
Hashtag 24-hour customer
I'm
support.
So mad.
Hashtag BioCraft dead again.
Or LJ. Yeah, LJ, how did it, do you have anything you'd like to say in defense of, like...
I don't want to talk about this.
You got the brunt of a lot of sarcastic one-liners.
I don't think you understand, Meso. This would be like if... the best comparison for you, Meso, since you try and remain so above projects that have a longevity factor in them, is if Chronicler's Convergence was the one thing people looked forward to us making for years, and then you said, all right, guys, it's finally gonna happen, and then you upload it, and so many people are trying to watch it, it completely crashes our website, Vessel, YouTube, what have you.
Crashes
and everything just deletes itself.
And then it's your and then it's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine.
That's
it was
how,
fun.
No, I feel absolutely terrible. I don't want to talk about this.
Well, thankfully.
Well,
you
sounded like a zombie all day yesterday.
Yeah, you never really recovered.
No,
fans, send LJ your love and support. And instead of pestering him about where the BioCraft server is, pester him about where the recaps are.
Pester him
about little Johnny.
Oh my god!
Because that will bolster, like, his sense of self-worth.
Hey,
no, it's
is the movie
okay?
still happening?
It's bolstering. It's bullshit. It's so worth because they care about his personal show.
Oh my
I think
God.
People underestimate
what
LJ's
legions. What is your problem?
I think people underestimate LJ's legions of fans. People like
wow,
LJ.
On a whole.
People wow. like grapes, people
apparently,
like LJ.
One of those people is not
stuff.
You. Good grief, what are you trying to do
I
here,
just
man?
Want to see LJ's stuff come to pass.
I'm going to go crawl into a cave. Maybe by the time I get out, I'll build an Iron Man suit. With a box of scraps of my soul.
So, short version was... We ended up saving the day, kind of, by going to some random server and spreading the love of Bionicle to the masses.
It was really, we unintentionally DDoSed some poor guy's server, basically. We had, like, I posted a link to a random IP, and everybody joined
everyone
it.
Everyone showed up. Yes,
all
I got the dude that ran that server found us on Discord later, too.
Yeah. He did.
How
he
do you do that?
Because
everybody kept posting Bionicle memes in the chat, so he was able to search like our names and connect it to a Bionicle like YouTube channel. Yeah. Found the big names and then found our video.
It also
on
didn't
the...
help that I was the leader of the faction and my name's Google Messinac.
Yeah, he literally just Googled Meso and he found our channel, and then like the video of Minecraft Game Night had our Discord chat and the link of it, so he's able to just join it.
Thankfully, the guy was incredibly cool, from what I understand. I didn't actually talk to him.
I didn't either.
I tried to be on the server, but between the shallow husk that I had become and my...
Oh my gosh, enough with the pity party.
My
this is just how it is, man. That's how it's gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be like this for a while.
I wasn't there for very long, and I never actually spoke to the guy. But apparently,
it was also like the
message that he sent me was, "Hey, I'm the owner of the server you raided. If you need any help setting up anything of your own, I'd love to help. Creating MC servers is my full time job."
Cool.
I didn't hear about that.
That's insane.
Well, maybe we should have messaged him. Hey, could you help us out? You're 24-hour customer service, right? You're gonna help us.
Let's move on to another show.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah,
you just had like a legion of people following us.
I don't think people can truly appreciate 70 plus people going to some random spot in the desert and trying to like make a village. Like it was.
No, okay. You know what? I captured that.
Yeah, because like there's a lot of Minecraft servers with 70 people on it, obviously, but not 70 people all working in unison and coordinated.
The working class shall rise again.
The working class shall rise again.
Listen, whichever one of you fans said the working class shall rise again, you get the VAR honor of approval. I love that joke. I mean, that had me laughing for quite a while.
The faction was named Bonkle for the win, and we were trying to make the TT Village. But what happened was we got, like, a makeshift village set up, and then some dude with god mode came in and killed everybody. Like, all 70 people.
I bet that guy
people,
was having
no,
a fun
nobody
time.
Nobody could touch him. And we were saying, like, this dude is the physical embodiment of LEGO's corporate upper management slashing down the Bionicle community. Like, the literal Bionicle community.
He took down the working
community.
Class.
He took down the literal Bionicle community, the village. And it's like a metaphor for like the figurative Bionicle community getting cut down. So, you know, it was a fun time despite everything.
Yeah, it was really fun.
There are so many people on call at one point. So just like, hey everybody, what's your favorite Toa? And literally a demon was summoned, like from the depths.
All 70 people said their favorite Toa at once. It was a wall of noise.
A wall of noise.
Wow. TDV episode 218, a wall of noise. It was my first minor, small scale experience with what like a crowd is like. Like someone speaking to like
an
audience.
Have you never
audience.
Been in, you've
never been in
before?
The crowd before?
Not like...
This is a mess that we're talking
not
about.
Not to that degree. It was like a cheering crowd. Like I've spoken before.
You've
like,
never been to like a cool sports
stuff.
Game? Like a basketball game? Or
not where
game
I was the center of attention. You
okay,
know?
No, fair enough. All right, no, I get that.
Yeah,
it's like you guys are having the
Brick
Fair like,
was our first experience of being
so
really
you
like
can talk. It's like,
dude, I loved blank crowd control once I finally got home.
I will say though, it was one of the easier game nights to manage because everyone we had it was the largest game night we've ever had. I've never seen that many people gather for anything that we wanted to do outside of Makuta Fest. And everyone was actually really calm, really polite. They let us talk. They would mute when we asked. It was nice up until
it
disaster.
Wasn't.
And then up until it was like, oh, Bioco's dead again. I waited five years for this.
We waited five years for Never Game Night.
Yeah. My favorite comparison was like, dude, it's like if we finally got Bionicle to come back and they made a Bionicle movie. And every single Bionicle fan gathered in the theater parking lot and met up. And we're like, all right, guys, you guys ready to watch this movie? We turn around and the theater catches on fire.
Yeah. But listen.
Sure, it sounds like I missed quite a bit.
You did. But listen, we're going to bounce back.
We're all just stand there in the parking lot watching the theater burn down.
Well, that's the point where you say, hey, we've got enough people. Grab your water bottles. Let's go.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Yeah. So don't worry about it, though.
If we throw enough people on the fire, we can smother it.
We're very sorry that did happen, but BioCraft has survived a lot worse over the years. We're gonna bounce back.
I thought we killed it.
We're gonna bounce back from this. You will have your game night as soon as we get a reliable, dedicated server.
Yeah, we'll have a new time.
It may even happen by the time this episode goes up. I don't know. So just
yeah.
So what if we get the dedicated server running? All right, we finally get that up. We say, all right, guys, come on, it's time, and it still doesn't work.
Like, it gets DDoSed, you know, like how Spotify and Reddit and, like,
Minecraft's login system gets taken down or something. No one can log
into
their accounts.
What is DDoSed, by the way?
It's a denial of service attack.
Denial of service.
You basically overload something with so much traffic that it can't handle it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like right now. With
it's usually it's like a code.
Yeah,
right,
the Ruby
just kind of generates traffic.
3 Central.
And heck, yesterday, it's really weird timing, because yesterday when we unintentionally DDoSed that server, and really, there was no malicious intent.
Shout out to blocky.me.
Yeah, like, Twitter went down, Reddit went down, Spotify went down, I think. There was a major DDoS attack yesterday, too. Like, a malicious one, though. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah. Nope. I was just talking about it.
I mean, there was no malicious intent, although that we did generate quite a lot of spam in the chat.
I mean, like, yeah, there wasn't, like, it wasn't malicious in the thing of, like, let's ruin someone's day.
No,
but
it was just,
to
like,
be
we
fair,
just brought a bunch of...
like, a thing where we're like, hey, we should all jump on some random server, which is technically kind of a DDoS. So, I mean, we were playing in the server, so it's not like we're just trying to...
I'm not saying it wasn't a DDoS. I'm just saying that, you know, we didn't mean to make someone mad.
Yeah. Well... That was that.
Yeah.
So
just wanted to update.
Wait, we actually made someone mad?
No, not really. I mean, the guy came out and talked to us, but I'm sure he was kind of annoyed at the time.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. I don't know your name, but if you guys want a fun Minecraft server to mess around on, blocky.me. It seemed like a cool server, except for the guy in God mode, just massacring innocent people who weren't griefing or whatever.
We should really contact that guy. We should be like, hey, man, no one else seems to be helping us out, so.
Yeah, I don't know what that.
We'll give you cash. Make this happen.
But let's move on to perhaps.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
The biggest news this week is the results of the Makuta building contest.
Hey.
So they selected all the winners. Although there was a little bit of a technical difficulty with Rebrick's announcement page. I don't even think that it's been posted yet on Rebrick.
It was very, very applicable for the general handling of Bionicle.
It really
just
was.
They
couldn't even handle posting their results without issue.
It's like, of course something went wrong.
I guess the turnout was so great and the entries were so awesome, they added a lot more winners. So we have the winners that we were supposed to get prior and then a bunch of bonus winners. More so than they had initially planned.
Congratulations, Var!
Yeah.
It was so great that they added a couple more years to it.
The one, the only, the illustrious Var. Won the thing.
Yeah, I was a bonus winner. I do want to say a thank you to all the people that were sending congratulation messages to me. It was really, really cool, and I really appreciate it. Obviously, I haven't been able to reply to every single one. My inbox kind of got flooded. But I do appreciate it a lot. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that I did see them, and I do really appreciate it.
Yep.
As far as the winners, like, because, like, there was a delay when the winners were announced, I was aware that I had won back in not September, it's like October 1st, I think, where I was finally given my email, and the original winners were meant to be announced on the 7th. But it was delayed because there were some, I think, bonus winners and maybe a tier 1 winner that hadn't responded to the email just yet. So that's why it was delayed the first time, in case anyone was wondering that.
Yeah.
So, but it was a really cool contest.
It was a good contest. What we're basically going to do here, we're going to run through the winners and we're going to give some thoughts on them. We may talk about some more than others, depending on how interesting we personally find them, but we want to at least mention all the winners, because, like, before we even get into it, obviously, no matter our subjective thoughts on stuff, you know, we may prefer some mocks over others, we may not like certain aspects of certain mocks, I think everybody can unanimously say, congratulations to all the winners and to all the people that entered, because I've seen a lot of people kind of getting a little dejected, like, oh, I put so much time into this Makuta mock and I didn't win, and right. It's understandable that a person would react that way. But what you got to keep in mind is, now that Bionicle's, like, gone again and the official materials dried up, like, mocking's always been an important thing in the community, but it's even more important now than ever before, the whole creativity aspect. So nothing, like, I tell people saying I wasted my time. Nothing you really do is ever wasted so long as you're contributing to the fandom. Like,
I mean, I don't see it as a waste of time either, because, like, at least you entered and you had a chance and a shot at getting something.
You would say that, winner.
Yeah, well...
I know, it is a little like, oh, cool, you know.
I entered...
You don't need money.
It's like on Facebook
happy.
When a really hot girl is like, oh, you know, view doesn't matter. It's all on the inside. It's easy for you to say.
I didn't win the contest.
Comes up to you,
sure, but I was also a bonus winner. It's not like I won tier one or anything. I was just randomly picked.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
I didn't recognize
the way.
Grade.
I mean, the way I see
really
it is... The way I see it is, if you want the prize, the only way to get the prize is to enter. So if you wish that you really didn't waste your time to begin with, well, then there's a guarantee that you're not going to get that prize at all.
Yeah.
So you did... You did your
you
best to get
for the moon,
it. And,
at least you'll land among the stars.
Right, and you helped promote Bionicle for this last time. You joined in this community event. You got to participate with all these other people and have a fun time building your own creation of Makuta. It was I believe it's a good way to cap off Bionicle, and I think that was a fun time. I think
people are kind of missing the point of the contest. And
yeah,
it's exactly that. The point of the contest was to send Bionicle off. We didn't get one of those for G1, except for the stupid Who Is contest.
That's
trying
so
to figure out who that awful stars combination model was, and it didn't even matter. This is an actual certifiable prize-winning mocking contest.
Who was it?
Hmm?
Who was it? I forgot
Gardas.
Who it was.
Gardas.
Oh, right.
Terrible.
Yeah. I know. Remember, there's another one. Who is the great being?
Yeah, that was also
like,
stupid.
Kind of contest.
Equally terrible.
Also
equally
more
terrible.
So a Greg than Lego. But...
Well,
I mean,
this is
more
of us than
Lego. How many people now are going to be able to get to say, I was part of the final Bionicle Lego contest?
Thankfully,
that's
a lot of people, because the turnout seemed to be pretty nice, but
well,
I'm sure
the turnout
better,
was
bigger.
Over
I mean, the turnout was so good that they...
But before we get into the actual winners, I'd like to congratulate myself on my twice in a row loss.
Biocraft? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna be quiet now.
Vin, why?
Thanks. Thank you, Vin. He cut me off, so I'm happy about that.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the turnout was so well that they actually increased the number of winners that they were gonna give prizes to. So, I mean, the fact that so many people entered increased the chances of winning. So, I mean, it was a really cool contest.
Yeah.
It was a really cool contest.
Lego may not have recognized the greatness that was Ultimate Omega Makutar, but, you know. I'll try again.
You know, another comment.
Or the
Semigorgon.
Semigorgon.
Didn't you guys not even enter yours,
Makuta.
Though?
Yeah.
The last day, LEGO servers were borked because so many people were trying to enter that I kept trying to submit mine, and I guess it didn't go through.
Yeah.
Because I checked afterwards, and it wasn't there.
We entered in our hearts.
Wow.
And you definitely lost in your hearts.
Another comment I did see regarding the contest that I don't actually agree with is a lot of people complaining about, like, LEGO having their tendency to choose just giant, bulky mocks with tons and tons of parts thrown into it with, like, giant collections of sets from AFOLs. I don't actually think that's applicable for this contest. Like, that is definitely a LEGO trope, and they did choose a couple that were, I would say, fit that mold a bit, but I would say, like, a good, decent portion of these submissions were pretty well-designed, pretty small-scale mocks that I think... aren't really these giant hulking abominations that people have a problem with. I think a lot of these
like,
are very accessible.
They're sort of more like the middle scale. Like they're not like super tiny, but they're not all huge hulking things.
Right.
I think like part of the thing of the giant amount of parts comes from the fact that like a lot of times when people do that, they don't give a lot of it doesn't go into compliment the form. It just shows a lot of like fake complexity, like kind of texture that's not really there because you're just putting stuff together. I think that's what people dislike about the huge builds of a ton of parts.
Yeah,
but most of the winners here are really well done. Right? Yeah. Exactly. I think most of the winners here are like pretty well done in terms of the armor and
I think so too. There's only really one mock of all these winners that I would say is kind of like one of those big. Messy mocks, but even then, it's not even that.
It's not that bad. Are we thinking about the same thing? Is it the
tectonic
crawler?
We'll
start with the tectonic crawler. I'm not personally.
Really going over all the winners?
We don't have to talk about them at length, but I do want to give each of them like some kind of recognition. Like the tectonic crawler, I'm not personally a big fan of, but I can respect the construction behind it. For me,
it looks like a cool concept, but like. As a Makuta, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. That is where the big problem lies for me when it comes to a lot of these submissions and a lot of the winners, is that they're really good mocks, but they just do not scream Makuta to me. And that was the whole point of this competition.
Yeah.
For me,
this is a good redesigned Lord of Skull Spiders.
Not only was it the entire point, but it was mentioned in the conditions. Like there were like four quarters that you needed to satisfy. And like 25% of this like coolness factor or creativity factor.
Yeah.
Well, 25%, it has to be related to Makuta. It has to actually
has
be
to
relevant
to
the story
feeling.
Of Makuta.
Very
and
true.
And some of the winners are just not at all. One of them doesn't even have Makuta in the name.
Only a Devourer of Light.
Yeah. We'll get to that one in a bit.
We'll get to that one.
I mean, Tectonic Crawler to me, it's a really, really impressive mock. I like the build of it a lot. And I like the ideas that went with it, but it just, to me, it's really, it doesn't scream Makuta at all. It doesn't evoke that feeling to me, and also it's very G1 aesthetic that I'm not a big fan of either. It's just kind of a lot of parts sort of slapped together.
Yeah.
I can see this being a redesigned Barog, if anything.
No, I mean,
Barog
again,
or Amnizarix, which I saw a lot.
Lord of Skull Spider. This is what
it really kind of is.
It's like the...
For me, being the nitpicky person that I am, the devil's in the details, and like I can respect this mock because of its build, but there's just these minor things that just nag at me. Like, why does he have six legs and two wheels on the front? Like, how does that like actually work? Like,
how does that?
Why not
just another two legs? I can't think of like any reason why having two wheels. And six other legs would help you.
Or like, if he's supposed
to
be a spider, why does he have like a scorpion emblem on like his back? It's like, what's the deal with that? He's not a scorpion. He's like a spider.
No, they're both arachnids. But
okay, so the wheels wouldn't help with traction, right? So, and they couldn't help him move at all. They couldn't like coast on the two legs or anything.
Yeah,
not like huge wheels in the back.
It was probably just for stability, to be honest. But like,
it's like regardless.
Yeah, it does look the more I look at this mock, the more it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
It really
It does
is.
Look good. To me,
he's trying to climb stairs, and like the first, like, he tries to put it, but it's a wheel, so it slips.
Yeah,
and he's trying to get up the stairs.
What the heck? What is this even?
Ramps only.
No, imagine he's trying to go down a ramp, and he keeps slipping out from under him because his wheels are going fast.
Yeah, the
but
top
his legs
head,
can't keep up.
I don't like it. Or like the Jimmy Stringer Hero Factory chest plate, like the Hero Core. Like,
I see that.
Yeah.
What is that?
The H of
he's
the
a hero
of
too.
So,
he's some kind of hero.
It's a good mock, but there's a couple things. That
it's just not a Makuta mock.
It's just not a Makuta mock.
Have the Makuta G2 like horns coming from the side of the head, which I feel is like a basic thing.
We're gonna drag this on. A little bit too much, unless we move on.
Let's move on.
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk about Makuta Lord of Darkness by Pierre Artist. This was one of my... It was an interesting mock. I'm tempted to say it's one of my favorites, but there's a couple things that are like...
This one's definitely missing.
I like the ideas behind this mock a lot. To me, though, the idea that he was trying to convey was better conveyed by other entries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were very similar entries to this one that had smoother builds where pieces kind of fit together a little bit more. This one does, unfortunately, kind of suffer from that, like, the pieces are kind of slapped on look to it. But, I mean, he's big. He's got some really cool proportions. He's got some cool ornamental things going on his like, shoulder and his back.
That makes
and the,
it
the mask
me,
of creation's pretty cool
crown
there.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker
so,
for
I mean,
stuff.
I mean, this one at least is Makuta. I can confidently say that. So, I think it's a good mock.
Yeah, it's the spikes on top really bother me.
Really?
The sword's pretty cool.
It's my favorite
part. I think it gets really too spiky. It's really messy for me.
Fair enough.
I like the spikes. What do I know?
It might have been the posing for me. I feel like if he had his hands, like, up, you know, like he's, like, praising the sun or whatever, and the spikes are coming out, it might have added to that form a lot more. But now it just looks like it's, like, a headdress that's coming out from the back.
Yeah, and it, I don't know. There's not really a... It doesn't look like they're properly arranged. It just kind of looks like they're tacked on there.
Yeah.
Probably are.
Probably are, to be honest. Probably just
so
sitting
that's
up there.
Why I'm like, not really feeling that. That's kind of messy. The whole aesthetic of the mock looks a little messy.
It's understandable.
Yeah, and I feel like parts of it... Again, I've always been a fan of mocks that look like action figures. They look like a lot smoother and have like clear proportions. No, this is very clear, like a more...
This is built
blocky,
up with pieces.
Yeah, construction kind of thing. So
it makes me think of a Warhammer 40K aesthetic.
Yeah, it kind of has that, yeah.
I like 40K, so...
Fair. I hate seeing to me, it's a personal pet peeve whenever I see, like, masks used as armor. Because I just can't see anything but that mask of creation on his knees.
Yeah,
I like it when it's armor used on the side. When it's used from the front, it's distracting because I can see the eye holes. But like I've seen people put stuff as shoulder armor and it works fine. It's on the side, but I don't know.
Yeah.
The next has got a little bit of controversy behind it.
Yeah, this one I don't know how to feel about.
It's made by a member on our boards. He used to have a mock called Dionysus, I believe, that you did a mock spotlight on, Vin. And then he posted his stuff on the message boards about it. It ended up getting, like, taken apart. I forget by who, I think his little brother, maybe, or something. I forget the exact story. So he took the mock contest as an excuse to rebuild the mock and then enter it into the Makuta contest. And there are some differences. It's not a carbon copy of his
He reworked it quite a lot. But
the basic structure is the same, and it's a character that wasn't intended to be Makuta. It's just some random mock that he put a gold chain and two gold armor pieces onto, a giant mega purple cloth cape, which I didn't even think you
were
allowed
to
do. Blue, fine, whatever. I didn't think that was allowed, or else I would have done it.
Purple.
And
it's blue, shut up.
It's gold.
You know, called it Makuta. And... it's kind of like people don't know how to feel about that. I'm not that bothered by it.
I'm not that bothered by it either.
But like, not so much anymore because it's a cool mock. But it does feed into the whole doesn't look like Makuta because it's not Makuta.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
And it does bug me a little bit that he reworked a previously existing mock. But it's only a little bit. Like the mocker himself, or the mockist himself, is a really cool guy, so I don't mind it too much. And like, obviously, this mock is very impressive. It's huge. It's got some really good proportions, and it looks really sturdy and stable.
It
and that's something
so
that's
small.
Really hard to accomplish with a large scale mock.
Especially,
like this.
On one of this size, and especially like for me, it's the torso construction and how smooth that looks.
Yeah,
the way he used the plates on the torso looks amazing.
I really love the forearms, like the forearms.
Had this been a build a Bionicle Villain contest, there, I wouldn't have even like thought twice about it. But because it's supposed to be Makuta.
That's where he entered it.
You're right, huh? Didn't he enter it in like...
Wait.
Yes, he did.
He entered the last one in that?
Back then, yeah.
Yeah, that's how we found out about it.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Okay. I mean, if you had
a little annoying
at that scale, you'd probably want to reuse it.
I mean, well, it's not good anymore. 0 out of 10.
I mean, look, to be fair, yeah, there's no, like, requirement that says this must be original creation.
No, in fact, they did say that you were allowed to enter an old mock so long as it wasn't posted anywhere before.
Wow.
No.
Wait,
they didn't specify posting. They said so long as it wasn't entered before.
Yeah, and technically this wasn't because they rebuilt
contest.
It.
Right, I mean...
it's by a technicality, but
It's one of those things where it's like, where do you draw that line? He technically did take it back and reworked it. The fact that it looks like one of his mocks just might be his style.
But it is different. It is very different. So.
But like realistically, though, he did take and just improved on his design a little bit, and then put a purple cape on it, and I was like, "This is Makuta." All right.
Yeah. He didn't even say it was Makuta. It's just
no. I'm
he
sorry.
He didn't even call it Makuta.
It's not Makuta.
I mean, at least he's not lying to us.
The next mock we should probably move to is Makuta by Bionicle Bud. I don't have too much to say here, other than the mask is like,
man, this one looks
it's
fat.
Like,
top knot.
Yeah, it's like
that mask. I imagine that like deserves to win like just by itself.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's so creepy looking. But
this
like,
one
in an
the
eerie
build,
sort of way.
Yeah, it is really creepy.
I'm getting a serious Minotaur vibe out of this.
I feel thing. Like in the like, was it the cursed realm? What was it the Shadow Realm?
Shadow Realm, yeah.
The Shadow Rain. Realm. When Makuta was banished to the Shadow Realm, it only had McDonald's.
Oh my God.
He spent the last 1,000 or so years, I don't know how long Makuta's been there, but he was like, well, there's nothing to eat here. Might as well chow down on this burger, this Big Mac. And it came out like this.
I really like the bigger aesthetic. I like the sort of fatter aesthetic of it. I think it works really well.
I like it because it's unique. Most people picture Makuta as like super slender, but it looks nice.
To me, the only thing where this mock kind of suffers is just the build itself doesn't really have, like, the best shaping.
Yeah.
So, like...
Wow,
like,
I just noticed the infected how.
Yeah, I know. Good
that
good,
is,
good touch,
that
huh?
Is,
Yeah, that is a good detail.
I love the chest.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't?
No. I just now realize it, and it looks so out of place to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see it as a bit... I don't see it as armor. I see it as him just having an infected mask on his
side. That's what it
like,
is. He doesn't
belt.
Have one on the other side. It's just hanging off on a chain.
Oh,
like,
it's just hanging.
It's for him to use.
Makuta has the chain as well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's for him
different.
To infect other people with. It's not armor.
I thought it was just a piece of. Okay,
so
that's different.
I can't.
To me, I really like this set though. I think to me it looks like something out of Dark Souls, and that's really cool.
Yeah, that's true. I did get that vibe from it.
I like
this mock a lot. To me, I think this one is one of my favorites out of the tier one winners. It's probably the one I would have chosen to be a tier one winner.
Because
I don't know, I just really like the overall image of it. I think that it kind of suffers in the build category, but the actual just like concept of it just looks really cool.
It's funny because I would say this is one of my least favorites out of all of these.
Yeah, to be
honest.
Fair, it did. I think this actually did get upgraded to tier one with like all the other lower tiers.
It does say tier one winner on the Facebook page.
It's deserving. I like it better than a lot of the other options. So, shout out to you, dude. You did good. The next one is Makuta the Cursed One by Fused Trima. This is a weird mob.
Yeah, I don't like this one at all.
I actually do, but maybe not for this.
Reminds me of Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, that's what the vibe I get. There was another mock, too, that reminded me of that with the full face in the chest. Except I think that one pulled it off a bit better. Although, I do gotta give credit where credit is due. The whole mouth right here is, like, top-notch.
Yeah.
I just don't think, like, it works for this particular contest. Like, the whole Makuta thing.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's a neat mock, and I like the idea with the mouth and the chest plate. I saw another mock that did something very similar to that I believe Vin did a mock spotlight on
that's
recently.
That's what I was thinking of.
I feel like that one was handled a little bit better, personally. This one still looks cool, but it's so weird that there's a face in his torso that it doesn't seem like something that would ever be in Bionicle.
No. And then the whole upper legs look super bulbous or whatever with that.
I don't like the armor choice for the upper legs.
The upper legs look really bad.
I do love the scythe, though. It looks
amazing. The scythe
is really good.
On point. That is a good sight.
Really good. I like the lower legs. I like the arms, actually. And the shoulders
and the upper thighs are what gets it for me. It's too much armor.
Yeah.
That armor just takes away completely.
The shoulder armor pulls it off a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think the shoulder's
fine. It does
pull
it off a little better, but like the skull grinder, or what is skull?
Yeah, the skeleton armor piece.
Skeleton armor pieces? No.
Yeah, nah.
Another element of this mock I really like is the face, like the actual face.
The face is good.
It looks creepy.
Yeah,
that's
very
cool.
Sauron
so
looking.
Cool.
For me, it's not so much like it's a poorly designed mock. It's just when you add everything together, it looks out of place almost. Which may have been why LEGO chose it, because it is unique and original. So it does deserve credit for that.
Also, all that gunmetal.
Yeah, all the gunmetal. I'm not a fan. Sure. It ends up looking very dull.
Yeah. It's all
dull metal.
I also like, while I love the head design a lot, it does feel, and it might be a result of the way the photograph was taken, but the head just looks really, really large and tall. It doesn't seem to really fit the proportions of the actual mock itself.
Yeah.
And then, like, just the general pose of the mock itself is just kind of awkward.
Just kind of standing there.
I don't really know why his scythe is behind his legs.
That was odd.
Probably because they didn't want
and
to
why the scythe is
the
bending like that. And, I guess. I don't know.
So,
Yeah, let's move on to the next
mask
one.
Break.
The next one was my personal like favorite out of all the
enemies. Yeah, this one I'm glad favorite. I saw one. Because this is the one. Yeah.
Makuta the Mask Breaker.
This is the one mock I saw that I was like, yeah, that one's going to win. And I'm glad it did.
It deserves it. Every single element of this mock works together in the whole. The torso really with the does. Layering of the lost legs and stuff in that Ninjago piece. The mask especially. That thing is an intricate, like...
That's so cool.
Top-notch so thing. Awesome. The legs, not the strongest part of the mock, but they still work together just fine.
Well, I feel like they do bring together a form, which is what I always like about the mocks. Like, it looks like an action figure proportion. Kind of thing. The thighs are nicely proportioned from like, you know, from to like tapering down. Yeah. Now the lower leg is a little sketch, I'll give you that, but like then the feet I feel really
bring pull it together.
It
together. So. And then the arms too, like I don't give them enough credit because they kind of flow together so well. It's like I almost don't even notice them, but that's a credit to the mock. Like if you look at the upper arms, how they have all that layering of like those small scale parts, it all works together. And I don't know
how.
It
looks so smooth.
I don't know how people mock like this. It's what I like to call the retinence style, because he's who I'm most familiar with using it.
I would love to see like someone who makes these kind of mocks, like either take it apart or show them building it together. Because I don't know.
How
like,
do
some
they
of these
do
things
it?
I'm like, yeah, how do these things fit together? I have honestly no idea where to start and like how to like... to think creatively when it comes to that. I'd
well,
love
first
to see
you
someone
take a piece and then you sell your soul. That's all.
It's like it's always been a dream of mine to like learn how to mock in this way. But
I thought it was always a dream to
like,
sell your soul.
Almost like it's a sculpture, you know? I like stuff that look like it's not made out of bionicle parts.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite kinds.
Some parts do have bionicle influence, but stuff like the mask and the inner workings of the body and the upper arms, it's just like I wouldn't know that it was bionicle. If I didn't know the individual pieces, so yeah, I love it. I don't know what else there is to say. Yeah. Like it's probably one
the
of
only
my
thing I think that like that looks a little out of it. I feel like the mock would work better is if you took off the mask on the hands.
Mm.
I feel like that's a bit too clunky, and it takes away from the form of the hands. And I actually feel like having, you know, the gold plating on the outside of the arms is great, but if he just had that and tapered down to like the really nice hand. Which is like kind of sharp and elegant, that would be way better as opposed to like having this kind of clunky-ish piece. It doesn't look bad in the other hand because it's like facing away from us, but in that picture that we're looking at right now.
Definitely.
Yeah, it might just be I feel like a coloring might have been the reason behind that or something. I just
that's
like
right.
a nice spot for a gold color.
That does make sense.
Well,
so, but I just maybe just a different mask or something.
Anybody else?
No.
All right. The next one. Well, that's all the tier one winners. Those are the main winners that I believe receive every G2 set and the art book. And now we'll briefly go over the bonus winners who only get.
Yeah,
the
we
art
don't really
book.
Need to go into full detail.
Not
the
a
bonus
lot of
winners,
detail,
but
just quick shout outs. There's He Who Binds the Shadows, Terry467.
This one's really cool. Suffers from its entry pick. This entry pick is not a good one. I just posted a far, far better picture of this model.
Yeah. You can actually get to
that's
see all.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's
all right.
That's
yeah,
cool.
That looks way cooler.
So
that
this
necklace
looks
is so
awesome.
Cool.
I like that better than some of the tier one winners.
This should have been a tier one winner. Yeah.
Honestly, it should have replaced Fat Makuta.
Yeah. Really.
I don't know about that. Maybe give.
I don't agree.
Maybe give
no,
this.
I agree. I totally agree.
If maybe this mock had the mask that other Makuta had, I would have been all over it. But
yeah,
that mask though.
I actually really like the head on this one.
I mean, yeah, it looks good. I'm not saying it's not a good head. It's just like, if it had that other mask at control, it would have been a shoo-in for me.
I like the sort of Black Panther necklace it has going on.
Totally. Yeah.
The next bonus winner is Makuta the Traveler by Melty2. And this is another one that suffers from the whole, does it look like Makuta? No.
Yeah. I mean, this is a bonus winner, so I can't say too much, but what?
I feel like someone's like, oh man, oh the contest is up. Hey, where's my self mock? I'm just gonna enter that in.
Envy put it best when he was like, this looks like somebody I'd see just PvPing in Dark Souls, like this fight.
Yeah, somebody like a red phantom appears and invades me, and then it would be this guy doing ninja flips and then killing me in one hit.
Literally nothing here looks like Makuta. Kumok,
an aging katana sword.
Yeah, it's like, and he has like horns, I guess, and like he honestly doesn't even look like a villain.
He looks like a hero.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's like a mysterious guy.
Yeah,
double
like,
agent.
It looks mysterious like a girl, traveler maybe. You'd find, hence the name.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we have Makuta Sin Pterodax by Soji Gakkare.
Thunder Thighs! The Thunder Thighs Pterodax.
That's basically the only thing I have to say about the mod.
Godzilla Pterodax.
I'm not.
It looks like a dragon.
I'm not that big of a fan of it, but I respect what it did, and I do think it deserves its place. I think it deserves to be a bonus winner.
Boys, there's something about the Thunder Thighs that I. Leg day.
There's something about the Thunder Thighs that I actually really like. It just reminds me of something very, like, reptilian, like Godzilla or something, or a dragon. To me, it looks really cool. But
I mean, if that's the kind of motif they were going for, then it works.
Well, yeah. I think
I don't know if that's what they were going for or not, so I can't
it's
really
not,
say.
I
like
the thighs.
It.
I feel like the thighs are disproportioned to the rest of the body. That's my
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
If the body, the upper body and the shoulders were bulkier, then I'd be like, all right, this looks really cool. But it just looks like a guy who just does, you know, leg lifts at the gym.
Leg
that's
day
all he does.
Nothing but leg
yeah,
day.
He just goes, he's like, oh, it's a leg day? I'm going to make up for everyone who skips leg day. And he just goes and like, you know.
It's a leg year for him.
Well, props to him in that
leg
case.
Year.
Yeah. The next one is Makuta Umbral Wyvern by Nose Goblin. And this one
is not even a wyvern.
This one also suffers.
Being a wyvern.
This one also suffers from a bad entry pick. I've also posted another picture that would have been a better one to put up.
I went through such a crazy roller coaster ride of emotions at this mock because I did not like it one bit when I first saw it, and then I actually went and looked at the dude's bookshelf gallery. And a lot better in those other pictures because he has the whole thing where the arms fold down and disguise themselves.
I wouldn't say like, I wouldn't say it's not even close to being a wyvern. I feel like
it's
just missing the wings.
Not a wyvern.
It's missing the wings. It's missing the wings, and that's about it.
No.
Do you not know what a wyvern is?
It's not a wyvern.
Isn't it a two-legged
It's a drake,
dragon?
If anything. No. A wyvern. Okay, I mean, the difference between a dragon and
a wyvern.
It looks
like a minotaur.
A dragon has four legs and then wings on its back. A wyvern, its four arms are its legs like a bat.
Yeah, the arms from the wings.
This is, if anything, like a... You know what? I'm going to... For future reference, I'm going to link you to this guide on dragons. Dragons and other similar creatures. It goes over dragons, worms, wyverns, drakes...
All right.
So, I mean, but it is missing. Like, it's missing the arms and the wings, right?
It has arms though. It has four arms. It can't be a wyvern.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
wyverns only have two limbs and two wings.
This is like a wyvern.
It's not even like a dragon. It's just very.
There are
monster-y.
No dragons in Skyrim.
I'm in love with all the intricate shaping and like the way the torso is kind of folded back and whatnot.
Thank
kind
you,
of curves up and the six arms and like it just looks great. It's actually one of my favorites in the contest.
It's one of my favorites, but no, I'll agree with you. You're right.
Then yeah, we had this garbage mock from you know some random dude. You know, it's too.
Oh yeah, this one's
yeah, I hate
too
this one.
Generic. Makuta the Mad King by Bardo.
The Mad King, like really, dude? What is this Game
yeah,
of Thrones?
Come on.
Get out of here!
Ryan Haywood,
what's
pay
he
you
so
a bunch
mad
of money
about?
Try hard. Pay you 30 pieces of silver,
what's
Judas.
What's he so mad about?
I'm pretty sure. I think Makuta Victory should have won over this one.
Like, no, what about my Chibi Makuta? That one was obviously a winner.
This box great because I like how it appears simple. But if you actually look at it, there is a lot of intricacy contained within, just not in the limbs, but like, not all the limbs. The upper legs are great, lower legs are simple but great. The torso is like, it's got a very unique shape to it. And the arms, while they are fairly standard, the hands are what sell it home. I remember you went through a lot of trouble.
Yes.
But
they work.
Like, it paid off because honestly, I feel like had you not done everything with the hands, I feel like the mock would have lost a lot of its character.
Mm-hmm.
And part honestly, of this too, what you did here, this is one of my, like, honestly speaking, like, straight up, this is one of my favorite entries. And I know that comes off as biased, but, like...
I'm really impressed with the chair more than
the chair, like, it's the character. I mean, the thing about, like, you versus a lot of the other people, almost everyone else in this contest, no one gets the character of Makuta.
Yeah, this
you've,
definitely
like,
has a lot of
in
character.
This presentation, you presented not just the great mock and the throne... But the character of Makuto is there.
It's very
looking
apparent
at the mask,
who it's
the way he's
to be.
Sitting. Right. He looks like a mad tyrant, you know, and I feel like that sells it way better. It's the best Makuta out of all these mocks.
I mean, sure, it's okay. But we all know the real reason he won. It's because he's popular.
Of course.
Right, exactly, because people saw his username that's nothing like his actual username somewhere else. And it's like, obviously speaking.
Makuta the Mad King by Lusty Rusty Var.
I think someone's just like, well, he got away with that username. Huh.
Down no, no. You know what, Kai? No, I disagree. I honestly think his name is a part of it. It's Var. We know that Var is... That's
not
just
the
winning name.
Short
for variable in programming, okay. Actually.
It's just
a
winning name. He
all
wins all sorts of things. He won this contest. He won that 2009 Hero Factory contest. I'm pretty sure he's LeVar Burton at this point.
Yes.
LeVar Burton.
Next.
Yeah, anyway. The last...
Wait, what? LeVar Burton? Does he win a lot of contests?
I mean, he wins at life.
What? I like my model. The next one's pretty cool, too.
The next one wasn't actually part of the initial batch of winners. It was added later on. G2 Makuta by Chubby Bots.
Okay,
I'm assuming this one was one of the people that hadn't responded right away, because he was added after the fact.
Yeah.
But,
sounds very unorthodox.
This is what Fat Makuta should have been like.
Yeah.
He doesn't come off as Fat Makuta. He comes off as bulky Kingpin Makuta.
Viking or something.
Yeah, he's definitely got like this Kingpin.
Are those supposed to be wings coming off of him?
So this one's really, really cool, actually. He actually implements a Unity feature like the Toa do.
Really?
That thing on the back of him, it's a completely separate creature.
Oh.
No
so I'll,
way.
I'll, po-
Hold up. I gotta,
I'll,
I gotta
I'll post the gallery
right.
real quick.
The other picture, I see it on the Rebrick page.
Gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you can see what he looks like with and without it. It's like a scorpion creature. It's really, really well done. I love this
amazing.
Model.
That is amazing.
Really the creature's kind of meth looking, but the fact that it actually connects is like really cool.
Better than Qatar.
I think the creature's way better looking than Qatar.
Better scorpion than
Qatar. One thing I'm a little
that creature looks really creepy.
One thing I'm a little curious about is the massive creation supposed to be facing straight down like that, or is that just meant to be dramatic?
I don't know, man. It does look kind of stupid. Massive control.
Control.
I think it's meant to be dramatic. Because it looks like it's capable of,
Yeah, that's the case. Cool.
There's nothing blocking the ball joint from the back.
Yeah, if you look at there's one showing it from the back. He can totally move that head up. I think. Makes it look down to be dramatic.
Yeah, it's just for.
What's actually really cool to me is not just that, like, it forms wings, which is kind of cool. It also forms weapons for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a picture of him.
And like it doesn't limit the articulation either.
Right.
Man,
like it's
not
really
so
like this.
Awesome.
This is such a cool concept.
Okay, now that I know that, this mock has gone like much farther up in my list. Wow.
I absolutely love this one.
I like this better than the Mad King.
Wow.
I mean, no, I don't.
That's okay. You can. That's totally fine.
So here's what's gonna happen. Right, I'm gonna take down your spotlight. I'm gonna replace it with a new one.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
The month of Makuta continues on.
I absolutely love this model. This is one of my favorites. I would have made this a tier 1 winner.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, I feel like they should be switched. I feel like I like a lot of the bonus winners a lot better than some of the tier 1 winners. In fact, most of the tier 1 winners, if I'm being honest.
Bonus ones seem to do a better job of being Makuta.
Yeah.
That was, it's almost like, you know, like I chose the big ones just to, like, on a scale of, like, how much they did with it, how much of like just a cool mock it was, and then they chose the bonus ones like, but this really looks like Makuta, so we have to make it a bonus one.
Either way, those are all the mocks for the Makuta building contest. Once again, I just want to congratulate everybody on entering, and you know, people that didn't win, I understand you may be sad, but you help make the Bionicle community what it is. You're a part of it too, so don't get too discouraged. Keep mocking. And keep sharing your stuff.
Speaking of
wallow
contests,
in misery along with me.
Let's
Speaking
go
contest,
ahead
yeah.
and get into our second
let's
topic for the day. We may not talk about this too much because we're going to run a little long. We're going to see what happens.
We'll see where the conversation
Before
goes.
Before we even get into this, just know we don't know concretely anything. This isn't related to us. This is related to other people. What we know is what we're going to share with you word for word, and it's going to be posted in the description below. You can draw your own conclusions, just as we will. But
can I translate that?
Sure,
for,
go for it.
For those who may not understand, okay? What's up, Drama and Alert Nation?
Killer Messina!
Let's get rolling.
Right. Right. Let's talk about some drama.
So, all right. Here's what happened. Well,
continue.
Yeah, so we were on, what am I saying? We were on Reddit reading some posts, and we saw a certain post because people were getting into a discussion, the tried and true topic of large scale mocks, and should you put different size brackets into contests or whatever.
Happens every contest.
Every contest. LJ every got time. Into a huge discussion about it at the start of the Makuta contest.
Discussion is not what I would call that.
And there is an argument there.
You took on 4chan. That's what I'll say.
I don't like saying that because I don't want to make the individuals on 4chan mad.
Yeah.
So I will say I took on individuals that disagreed with me severely.
This is true.
And they found what I said, while it was incredibly harsh, to be quite offensive, which is fine. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I stand by it, and I'm not taking anything I said back.
Fair enough. The discussion...
I'm actually... if I were in a better mood, I would probably be really smug about the winners of this contest, because some of them are really large, overly complex, and that's exactly what I wanted from the outset of the contest. But continue.
Well, okay, but, like, let's also be fair, though.
Let's go ahead and get into the topic.
Yeah. The discussion that's being had right here is about large-scale mocks. In specific, one gets mentioned way back when dinosaurs roamed the Earth and G2's hype was still in its infancy. There was a thing called the Battle for the Golden Mask contest, which was the very first one. It was to build the best villain you possibly can to win the Golden Skull Spider Mask. Well, Roamic Toa's mock, Akutan, won. And it was always kind of... It got lukewarm reception from people. I remember we were very... very moderate about our appraisal of it as well, because, well, I mean, look at it. It's a very huge, well-engineered, well-constructed mock, but there's a lot of awkward-looking stuff to it.
It looks like a Michael Bay Transformers thing.
It's very messy.
That's a great description.
It doesn't have visual cohesion, except in some areas. And that's not to say nobody liked it. You know, a lot of people were huge fans of it, and obviously, you know, LEGO liked it, but...
I don't.
Reception was always a bit mild. I didn't like it either. Well, here's a post from DVD, also known as DV, Patrick Biggs, from BZ Power.
BZ Power moderator.
I'm going to throw the post up in the video.
Blog leader, actually, I think.
Blog leader, yes. I'm going to throw the post in the video because I don't feel like reading it word for word, but basically, I'll read one paragraph of the thing. He says, "That said... she also knew about the contest beforehand and was in closed-door discussions with the LEGO group who we helped plan the contest with, but separately from us. What he means by that is there was a group of people who were aware that Bionicle was returning beforehand and were helping plan the contest and the NYCC panel, and they knew about the mock contest as well. Roa was also in the know, but separate from that group." And then he goes on to say, "When three of us were sent prototype pre-production parts to try and drum up excitement and show off the new pieces in the community, she was also sent those parts, but separately. We were told that she was working on a mock for them on her own, for their own purposes. It's not too far a leap to think she was picked to win before the contest began, and I'm not super cool with that either. So, backstory. DV got a lot of prototype pieces and also just G2 pieces in general, alongside the other two people who got the parts were Retinence and Kakaru. And then Roa was sent these parts separately. The parts he was sent, as you can clearly see in the video, ton of pieces from G2. Every mask, new armor shells, new bones, some exclusive colors that you can't get elsewhere, like silver Pohatu boomerangs and yellow Gatling gun pieces. Dozens upon dozens of exclusive hows that were masks of fire that were given away in various ways.
He also has some prototype hows that aren't going to be released to the public. The kind of transparent orange melded with solid orange ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see those.
He's got those too.
And this is not to say that Roa received all these same pieces, but it would stand to reason that she probably did. Yeah, she probably did.
So
we know at least she received the prototype Pohatu pieces because she uses a ton of them on her mock. She's just like six, just everywhere.
Yeah. So here's the issue here. Here's the big problem that this post sort of kind of paints a picture of. Because like we already knew that Roamic Toa had pieces that were not widely available to everybody used in her mock that won this contest.
Yeah.
That's not news to us. Some other people had some prototype parts as well. It's like, it's kind of whatever. The issue herein aligns with the fact that Lego sinter a set amount of parts. We don't know how much. We don't know what the parts specifically were. But they sent her parts with the sole intent of having her make a model out of those parts to help promote the line. The issue is that mock that Lego basically paid her to make was then used to enter into this contest, which Lego then picked her as the winner and gave her the grand prize. So, as DV points out in this post, she was basically picked to win the contest before the contest was even out.
Well, okay, hold up. To be fair, though, this is the villain contest that was, like, last year, right?
Yes.
Just to be clarification. Didn't that have to go through several voting things on
different sites? It did, indeed.
Okay, so there was a point where Lego could not control if she won, like, just say some other mock won the BZ Power con. I'm assuming this was on BZ Power.
Hold up.
Is the BZ Power winner?
I forget how the judges were handled. I believe.
Oh, wait a second.
It wasn't,
I think it was.
I don't believe it was public voting.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was judges.
Okay.
There was judges. It was like judges. I remember this.
Yeah.
Judges
from each individual site who then picked their winners, which they sent on to Lego.
Yeah, and then Lego chose the final winners.
Right, but I mean, what I'm getting at is that there is some level where Lego could not control. Like, if they said, we want you to win before this contest began, there is some element where they are
not.
No.
It's not so much that they handpicked Ro McTulla to be the winner as much as they funded her ability to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the argument that I've gotten into on our message boards and against some certain individuals on 4chan was that I don't believe that having access to parts that are not widely available, that were not mass-produced, I don't think that gives you any particular edge. When it is in a case where Lego is personally sending a mockist pieces that either A, haven't been released yet, or B, will not be released, then it changes things when they enter a contest and win an incredibly valuable one-of-a-kind prize.
Exactly, and especially when you don't know the amount of parts she was sent. For all we know, half that mock could have been sent to her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which I don't believe, but, you know.
I mean, presumably, I mean, they sent G2 pieces, so I don't know how much of, like, that was one of our complaints, honestly, like, talking about the mock, is that it seemed to be almost too G1 focused.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was
from used, what I can, you know, see, it uses G2 12 parts G2 stuff. Parts that are at least outwardly visible.
Outwardly visible, yes. Now, but Ro McTulla has very complex interiors for her mods.
That's true. That is very true. And
we really do not know what kind of pieces she was sent. And as far as I'm aware, there are some very specific axle
pieces. I think
we
have a good idea.
Well, there's always the possibility she was sent pins and axle pieces, which are very specific and much more recent part. That would
because
give her
keep in mind,
a very new advantage.
Keep in mind, DV is. Most of his uses of those parts were giveaways and photography of the actual pieces themselves. Mm-hmm. Roa was sent her pieces for the sole purpose of mocking with them. We have no clue how many pieces she was sent.
Yeah. Now, the thing that's interesting to note here, if I understand this correctly, the intent was to make a mock to advertise the contest, if I'm not mistaken.
We don't know.
I mean, okay. Do we know why Retinants and Fikari were also
they
sent
were
pieces?
Sent,
to promote the line.
Yes.
That's
to
all.
The line.
To build a mock using the pieces and to post it online for people to see and want the parts.
So obviously, Lego wanted them to advertise and show off the cool new things you can do with the parts. But the fact that Roa was sent the parts separately from that whole initiative and then made the mock that won the contest implies that there was a different purpose. For her, or rather the same purpose, just applied differently. Because I don't believe DV entered that contest. He may have. I forget.
I don't remember.
I'm not going to say one way or the other. But he certainly didn't win. Roa did. And here's really the big deal. I've never spoken to Roa McTulla personally. I'm not going to, like, accuse her out of nowhere of, like, colluding or whatever, because I have no proof. You know? It's like, nowhere we really know.
I mean, it's really important to remember that this is all coming secondhand.
The important thing, though, is that when you look at all this, there's no real good, like, even if she didn't know she was going to win, and even if there wasn't collusion with Lego, it doesn't look good when a mockist is sent exclusive pieces to make a mock beforehand explicitly by Lego and then enters and wins the grand prize. There's no way you can spin that to make it look good. There's ways you can spin it to say, oh, it was coincidence or an accident.
Yeah, and
But
it's also important to know that not only was she sent the pieces ahead of time, not only was she given the pieces to specifically make a mock by LEGO to promote their line, she also knew about the contest beforehand as well. So she had a lot of time in advance to make this mock, this giant construction, with the parts given to her by LEGO before the contest was even announced for other people to enter.
Yeah, okay, huge advantage.
Do we know that she knew about the contest?
Stevie explicitly says that. She was in closed-door discussions with LEGO about the contest beforehand.
Yeah.
She knew about the contest.
This is okay,
she wasn't the only one that knew about the contest either. Let's be honest here.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I feel like the important thing to take away is not to, like, start a witch hunt or to do something against an individual person, but to open a discussion as to, is this kind of an ethical thing to do when it comes to contests?
Right.
Is this scenario where LEGO is sending pieces to Marcus, who know about the contest they're going to do, and therefore built a mock using those pieces that would go on to win said contest, which is decided directly by LEGO, is there some sort of, like, you know, ethical dissonance going on here? Is there, like, a thing where LEGO could have, like,
definitely
possibly
is.
Done it's something? Just, and if they did, what are the implications of that?
I mean,
should they be reworked?
I'm just spitballing theories. I've said it in the past when we were talking about the other contests or whatever. LEGO doesn't, if I were to guess, LEGO doesn't care too much about proper, you know, contest protocols. They're using the contest as a marketing tool, and it works to their benefit if they have amazing mocks that people can point to and be like, this is what you can do with the new system. That's their primary goal, so whatever they can do to make that happen, they will do. Like, Akutan is a, you know, whether you like the aesthetic or not, it's a masterpiece of engineering. It's an ultimate mega-scale construction mock, and it works to their advantage if something like that wins, because they can use that to be like, hey, these are all the new Bionicle
image
parts. They can use it as promotion and marketing and stuff and just drum up hype for it. If I were to guess, that would be what I would say. And I mentioned that with the Makuta contest as well, when people were talking about, like, is it right to use prototype parts? It's like, should LEGO allow this? And I'm just like, LEGO doesn't care. LEGO's not in the business of arbitrarily limiting the creativity aspect of their contests or putting stuff into weight brackets or size brackets just to make it more fair. I don't think they particularly care about that stuff. And an argument could be made that they should, but I don't think they do.
This only ties into this situation where LEGO both provides Marcus with parts, lets them know previous information, and then judges them by themselves the winners of this contest.
Which, as far as I can tell, is a one-time thing. I don't think there's a situation where it could have happened before coinciding with the launch.
In the future, LEGO sends the tier one winners all the Bionicle sets. If they then use all these sets and then, like, you know, to make whatever their next mock is, you know, with all the new parts they have, that is not the same thing, because LEGO is just, even though they're sent, they're
right, but
sent parts,
but you
LEGO
can get those sets though now.
Exactly,
Those sets are released before.
So
It'd be one thing if they sent all these sets to someone months in advance before those sets were even available to anyone else, as well as told them, hey, make a mock using these sets, and then told them, by the way, we have a mock contest coming out in a month.
This is
a situation.
I think
it's just really shady too. I'm just like,
it's very shady.
We can cover the entire situation.
Very
no
shady.
Argument there. I believe anyone that hears this information will agree that this is very shady practice.
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything happened.
Yeah.
But it is a very coincidental. If at the most, it's a very coincidental thing that she happened to win.
Right.
At worst, she was picked in the beginning, and LEGO deliberately had reserved one of its winners to basically promote her line.
And that's the worst case scenario, and I don't think it goes that deep.
I don't think it goes that deep either.
Two things that I would like to stress. First of all, again, we don't have any substantial proof of this. This is all word of mouth, offhand. We don't know anything.
Well, okay, this is
do not harass anyone regarding
that's important right now. This is not a witch hunt. That we're trying to open a discussion about the merits of these contests. That's where this news is relevant.
It's about ethics and LEGO building contests.
Yeah. Basically, this is not a witch hunt of Roman Tola. Because as far as I know, all she did was make a mock.
Yeah, and what's also be fair, too, even if this was something shady, it's all on LEGO. Ro has not technically even done anything wrong. She used the parts that she was given to make a mock. The fact that Lego chose her to do this
That's
is on
the
them.
That's the shady part.
Yeah.
That the shady part is on the Lego company, if this is true, not and, on a community member and a mockist.
Additionally, with this all being the case, no, we didn't know about the final Bionicle contest before it was announced.
Right. did not know about the ending of Bionicle before it was announced.
That's
we
very
didn't
true.
Know. Var had no clue.
Yeah.
The facts were
if you want your proofs, go back and listen to Journey to Dunn when we're like reading about it.
Let's put a disclaimer here. Up until, like, we have not, we didn't announce that we are now recognized Lego Fan Media. That did not happen until, like, what?
That is completely coincidental.
Completely coincidental after Bionicle had ended.
Just because we just so happened to become a Lego user group right around the same time has nothing to do with this.
It's actually, it's funny, too, because now we do have to, like, have this disclaimer. Because some people were saying this, that, like, Var was also picked out to be a winner. We have no idea. We literally had no idea Bionicle was ending. We had no idea about the contest. We had the same amount of time that anyone else did.
I started late
contest.
With my mock.
Yeah.
I remember this.
We all kind of
You
did,
were scrambling to go
honestly.
Buy the lightning dragon and the parts for that.
Yeah, I went out and bought a bunch of sets like the week of it being due so I could build something in time for the contest.
Right.
So, just wanted to
get that all out of the way.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
What's important to take away from all this and like the discussion... intent does matter, like what Kai was saying about how, like, you could make the argument that a person who wins this contest could take those parts and then make a mock in the future. Would that be the same thing? No, because it was not the intent of Lego to give that person the parts so they could make the mock. The whole thing here, the whole issue is, as we've said numerous times, it is Lego directly sending parts to this person with a goal in mind, and then picking that person to win their exclusive golden mask.
As part of that goal.
That's the discussion we need
I don't
to
think
have.
Prototype parts, for me, I feel like they're perfectly fine to enter in a mock, because you can buy them off other people who have those parts. They find their way on the market all the time.
Exactly.
Just because, and they help, some of them are in different colors, so it helps color cohesion.
Exactly. This is something that I had been saying when I got into this discussion and this debate with members on our message boards.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an issue. I don't think that large production pieces should be excluded. Like, for instance, I have the Lego Tour Mask of Water. If I want to use that to make my mock better, I should absolutely be allowed to.
Right,
because
exactly.
Lego still had to personally produce that and distribute it.
Just
that
because it's an expensive part. That's because like only a certain amount of people have it does not make it any less eligible.
You shouldn't expect everybody to have the exact same Lego collection.
Right.
Really.
Or, I mean, if you go down that rabbit trail, it's like, well, okay, I don't have enough money to buy all of these sets, so therefore, no one can enter a contest that doesn't have the same amount of Bionicle sets I do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because that would be unfair.
It's a slippery slope.
It's impossible to make it all fair.
I do see the, like, there's a little bit of people who say, well, there's a difference between buying prototype parts that just happen to be on the market and being sent them by Lego.
That's the difference.
That is a different category.
That is a big difference.
I feel like for our contest, because we run contests on our own message boards, we cannot personally validate everyone and be like, hey, you get that from Lego? No? All right, cool. Just wanting, when we see the receipt from eBay, awesome, you are now allowed to enter this contest. We can't do that. That's really unrealistic to expect people to police everything that comes out of every prototype part. I feel like they're perfectly fine to, to be entered. This contest, the situation, that's the thing we're talking about here. That's the shady part. It's a combination of everything.
It's the fact that the winner appears, or the idea that the winner was endorsed to win by Lego. That's the problem.
It's the idea that corporate Lego decided to use the contest as a marketing scheme and possibly, and not like 100%, but possibly invalidated someone else from winning in order to endorse something that they have invested in beforehand.
And then cancel it 2 years later.
And again, it's all on corporate. I want to really make that clear because the last, some people will accuse us trying to start a witch hunt, and that's really what we want to do here.
Go out.
On the bright side, on the bright side, at least we know that they didn't donate the trash cans that won the other contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Let's look at... So, man. Like, I held three contests for Bionicle. Let's take a look at them now. Now we have one where there's rumors of, like, collusion and contest cheating. We have the second one that was hilariously ineffective and had trash cans get golden masks. Six given away and one garbage contest. And then we have the third one, which was overshadowed by the cancellation and the Mask of Ultimate Power on the Makuta set that we wouldn't get. So,
oh, don't forget the mask contest.
Great job, it's Lego. Funny because, like, you did good. You did real good with these contests.
The social media, like, take a picture of something that looks like a mask. They really could have just been like, make your best meme. And it would have been way more popular.
Make your best meme. Yeah.
The meme craze did more than these contests did. These contests were not good in hindsight. Except for the Makuta contest.
Bionicle was
the,
good.
The entrance and the contest.
The Makuta contest?
The mock that the villain people contest? Made were good. That's what I'll say. The contests, yeah. So. Right.
I think we need to have a redo. Hashtag contest of victory.
We should really start hosting our own contests.
We should. We should do more.
We do all the time.
Should do more.
No, mock contests.
We've done like two. All right. Well. This is a long episode, so let's go ahead and wrap this party up. We didn't plug anything, so real quick.
You guys always forget. Bionicle.
Check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/the TGV channel, and if you want to talk about all the interesting topics and mocks that we discussed in today's episode.
If you want to post your own mocks.
Or post your own mocks, the message boards are the place to be at board.tgvchannel.com. Next week, we will I'll probably not have any Bionicle discussion, so we'll be back to business as usual. So, but this has been fun.
This is it, right? That's the last Bionicle thing that we have.
The contest's over.
Really is.
That's it.
Yep. Rest in peace. That's all.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Go ahead and click that. You can go ahead and click that unsubscribe button now.
No,
listen, don't give him ideas.
We can't afford to say that now. There's a point where we can make a joke about that.
Enjoy.
We can't.
Just a mistake.
I'll make as many joinks as I want. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Stop
being I made a mistake,
joik.
Guys. I'm
wow,
sorry.
Wow, Kahi, the only joik here is you.
I just made that joik.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your.
You made a mistake. It's okay.
Another joik.
No, I don't. Crap.
No.
Vin!
Wow, Vin.
You're a joik, Vin.
I'm gonna go, once we're done with this podcast, I'm gonna go play in traffic.
Alright. Thank you all very much.
Make sure you live stream it.
Live stream with your mask of victory. Maybe you'll finally win at something.
Oh my god!
Alright, so anyway, thank you all very much for watching.
He slept on it.
TTV episode 218. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you all next week for absolutely nothing. So
we didn't say your names.
Yeah, but I'm getting to that. I'm messing up.
It took you so long. I'm Var.
He was literally just about to say it.
I'm John.
I'm Ben.
I was waiting for another person who wasn't there.
I'm purple.
And
I'm purple.
I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
Thank Gardy you, Mar. Everybody.
That was terrible.
See you all next week.
That was Gardy Mar.
Not as bad as Vic Fiend, but it was pretty bad.
Gardy Mar.